Blog Talk Radio.
Today's the day you score a perfect 10. Because when you're standing on the edge of that diving board, ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly flop contest, you're not worried about how much you pay for pool shock. Because you went to Walmart and got a six-pack of new Clorox Pool and Spa Shock Extra Blue 1-pound bottles for just $25.97. It kills algae and dissolves fast. Meaning you can quickly go from pool boy to belly flopper extraordinaire. So take on your pool today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hear my cry.
Into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that can be granted to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum. And this edition of the most powerful show for truth, which is the Star and Crescent Report, is titled The Presence of the Great Mahdi and Signs of the Judgment. Why did I title it that? Because there can be no more refuting the truth that God is present. The empirical evidence cannot be denied anymore. Because all that we have heard in prophecy and all that we see before us today bears witness not to the coming of a God, but to the presence and the manifestation of the Savior, the Redeemer, the Deliverer, and the Lord of the world. We call him the Great Mahdi. Some of us call him at times Master Farad Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is a great day, black man and black woman. I have my son in the studio with me this morning. And I want him to be a part of this show because I want to manifest God's great wisdom and bestow it upon him just as God has bestowed it upon me. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to say this real short and we'll get to the show. Sometimes we don't take enough time out with our children because we fear what somebody else say. I know he's going to make noise in the background. I recognize that. But you know how white people pass their businesses down to their children? A lot of them don't have business degrees, but the child is brought up in that business from day one, right? And he learns the ins and outs of that business from cradle to the grave. And he learns how to run it when father no longer can do it, right? This is the way we should be doing our children, especially when concerning the truth and how to build up a nation from the cradle to the grave. The presence of the great Mahdi and signs of the judgment cannot be denied. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says these things to us, and we must bear him witness in chapter 126 of the Message to the Black Man. The title is called The Great Decisive Battle in the Sky. Let me read that again. The Great Decisive Battle in the Sky. It's not just a battle. It's not just decisive. It is the great decisive battle in the sky, right? Why would he name it that? Why wouldn't he just put just great battle in the sky? There must be something to what he's doing. He's trying to lead us to understand what is about to take place, black man and black woman. You understand? I'd like to talk to you. The word decisive means able to make choices quickly and confidently, causing something to end in a particular way, determining what the result of something will be, very close and obvious, having the power or quality of deciding, resolute, determined, unmistakable, unquestionable. That's what the word decisive means. So now that you have the definition of the word decisive, you can understand in the title of what he's talking about, black man and black woman. You can really get an inkling or an understanding of where he's going with this. So he titles the thing, The Great Decisive Battle in the Sky. So this battle is greater than anything that you ever heard of or even known. But what does that have to do with the presence of God and the manifestation or the signs of the judgment? Muhammad says this, and it reads like this. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts fell in them for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. They see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Stop right there. See, who is he talking to? He's talking to the wise of the world who recognize the time. They see the Son of Man, or the great Mahdi, coming in the clouds, having power and great glory. The clouds represents the confusion, because when it is cloudy or hazy, it is hard to see. You have to get a general direction of things, because it can be foggy out there and you can't see through the fog. So God comes in the fog, or the confusion of the nations, having power and great glory. All right? Power for what? Power to destroy those who have oppressed his own. And this earns him that badge of great glory. All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go a little further, because all this goes on, and we're going to read a couple articles, play a few clips, and we want you to see that Elijah Muhammad is so precise and so right on what he says that you've got to be a fool not to acknowledge this man. I don't care if you like other leaders. We act like we can't like but one black leader. But only one true black leader ever existed in the hills of North America. One who has shown us the way out. But we can like others. There's no problem to that. The white man just had his Memorial Day where he honored his leaders. It's fallen dead, right? We don't have to argue over these things. Let us weigh the facts. And the facts will determine the direction which we shall go. He says, you will bear me witness that we are living in such time as mentioned in the above prophecy, signs in the sun and in the moon. The phenomena going on in the sun and its family of planets testify to the truth that something of the greatest magnitude is about to take place. What is about to take place, Elijah Muhammad? You say the sun and the moon and all of the family of planets and stars is bearing witness. What are they bearing witness to, Elijah Muhammad? Well, if you give me a second, black man, I'll tell you. This is Elijah talking back to you. He goes and answers, the final war or battle between God and the devil in the sky. So we're looking at, when we see all of these signs and wonders in space, know that this is a bearing of witness to the presence of God and the kicking off of that great decisive battle in the sky. This is to make known to you the presence of the great Mahdi and the signs of the judgment that was predicted to happen. All right? What are you talking about? Well, let's go. Let's go over here to this article by Government Slaves. This was published yesterday. And in bold letters, in all caps, the first part of it reads, doom and gloom, right? That's the first part. Then after that, it goes back with just caps in the as first letters of each word. Scientists predict massive solar storm to hit Earth. And it reads like this. Check this out, brothers and sisters. See, they're not telling you, they're telling you these things, but telling you in a way that you don't think much of it. Listen to what he says. Though we typically think of hurricanes and tornadoes as the most destructive weather forces, there's another threat hovering just outside Earth's atmosphere that could cause far more damage, solar storms. Estimates based on historical space weather patterns show that Earth may be due for a massive solar storm, an eruption of magnetically charged gas from the sun's surface that could leave millions of people without power for up to 2 years and cost between $1 and $2 trillion. The impact would be disastrous in today's technologically dependent society, disrupting everything from power grids and air traffic to water purification systems. A solar storm is not something that will happen often, not as often as hurricanes, but the effect could be even more damaging. Therese Moreto Jorgensen, program director for the National Science Foundation, told Mike, thanks to an increased presence in space and improved exploration and observation technology, our ability to anticipate large storms and prepare accordingly is improving. But if we want to prevent widespread damage effectively, we'll need to do more to anticipate it. See, no matter what they're saying that they won't be able to stop what's going on. Then it goes and says, research shows that Earth is due for a big one. Isn't that something? They know that's something. And then it says this right here. the effects on Earth would be disastrous. When a large solar storm collides with Earth's own magnetic atmosphere, it can cause drastic problems. And then it puts in parentheticals, think GPS systems, satellite communications, and power grids. Even smaller solar storms mess with airline flights and communications, and widespread power outages inhibit access to clean running water and electric gas. Now, let's go to something. We'll finish reading this. Listen what he says. You will bear me witness that we are living in such time as mentioned in the above prophecy, signs in the sun and the moon. The phenomena going on in the sun and its family of planets testify to the truth that something of the greatest magnitude is about to take place. What is it, Elijah Muhammad? Muhammad, he returns to answer and says, the final war, a battle between God and the devils in the sky. Allah, who has power over all things, is bringing the power of the sun. Now we're talking about them solar flares again, right? The moon and stars into display against his enemies. The fire of the sun to scorch and burn men and the vegetation and dry up the water. The moon will eclipse her light to bring darkness upon man and upon all living things. To disrupt, listen what it says, to disrupt with her waves all air communications. Isn't that what we just read right there? The magnetic power of the moon, which it draws from the sun. Remember that. Remember that. The magnetic powers of the moon will bring about such tidal waves of seas and oceans as man has never witnessed before. The seas and waves roaring as men's heart fail them with fear at the sea. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Elijah Muhammad is so right. He says, this is all known to this world, but while they're trying to build up a defense against God, it is useless. So America sends her X-37 spaceship out there. She sends her offensive satellites out in space with military cargo on it, the space station out there, to try to build up her weaponry to fight against the mother plane. But we know that God is present, and we know that this is the judgment. So what are we to expect in the time of the presence of God and the judgment of this world? We are looking at desperation upon desperation by the devils. They know it. We're seeing the signs, and they cannot stop it. Remember, it says the sun will scorch the earth and dry up vegetation, right? Well, let us see whether or not Elijah Muhammad is right and exact, okay?
With more than two-thirds of Washington state experiencing abnormal dry conditions and more than half the state experiencing moderate drought, Governor Jay Inslee on Friday declared a statewide drought emergency. According to Washington State Department of Agriculture, about $1.2 billion worth of crops could be lost as a result of the drought this year. At the beginning of the month, the Natural Resources Conservation Service found that of 98 snow sites measured in Washington, 66 were snow-free, 11 for the first time ever. According to Inslee's office, snowpack in Washington's mountains has dropped to just 16% of normal levels. In California, snow on the mountains has fallen to 12% of average levels from 28% last year. As a result, the state's Department of Natural Resources expects more early season and high elevation wildfires. The droughts in California and Washington are only the beginning. A study written by the scientists at the Columbia University Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory predicts that the U.S. Southwest and the Great Plains will face decade-long droughts far worse than any experienced over the last 1,000 years because of climate change.
Climate change, global warming, solar flares, all of these things were predicted by Elijah Muhammad to take place. Why? Because you must understand these are code words for change of worlds. They're talking about climate change, right? The change of the climate that they're used to. That means it's going from one thing to another. Global warming, the heating up of the Earth's atmosphere to unusual temperatures to remove that unrighteous people who have lived on the surface of the Earth and have dominated for the last 6,000 years. But that's not, if you think that this is just a fluke, I want you to pay close attention, black man and black woman. to what Elijah Muhammad has to say.
When it comes
and what
to
they have
about
to say
that,
to back him up.
California always grabs the headlines. But what about other states? Sadly, things aren't looking much wetter for the rest of the country either. Hi everyone, Julia here for DNews. As of last week, much of California remains in exceptional drought, the worst category there is. We've talked a lot about the big drought in California before, and not surprisingly, a lot of the at-risk states are in the West, according to recent data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. Along with California, almost all of Nevada and Oregon are severely dry. Some parts of Nevada are even exceptionally dry. Other states are feeling the heat, too. The monitor shows that large swaths of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah are experiencing abnormally or moderately dry conditions. Kansas is still recovering from last year when 93% of the state was in severe drought. Another center of drought is in the southern plains in Oklahoma and Texas. Parts of north and western Oklahoma have seen devastating extreme drought over the past few years, but last month some rains relieved a little of that stress. Some areas saw an 8% drop in drought coverage. Texas's drought started in 2011, which ranked as the driest year for that state on record. Since then, the drought shows no signs of letting up. The Lone Star State has seen water tables drop more than 150 feet in some areas. Central Texas is suffering the most, facing severe to exceptional drought. It's so bad that in March of this year, Governor Greg Abbott issued an emergency disaster proclamation, certifying that exceptional drought conditions posed a threat of imminent disaster. But the drought is heading north, too. Most of the High Plains, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, are in moderate to severe conditions. According to one report by the Government Accountability Office, Montana is most likely to face a water shortage in the next decade. Even Hawaii is feeling the heat. According to the National Weather Service, most of the Big Islands are in a moderate drought, and the month of February saw some record-high temperatures. The early part of this decade saw the worst drought since the 1950s. In 2012, 64% of the U.S. was listed as moderately to extremely dry. All of this drought and devastation recalls the Dust Bowl of the 1930s, when in 1934, 68% of the country was extremely dry. Recent research from scientists at the ARC Center of Excellence for Climate System Science found the reason that drought was so bad. The surface temperatures of the Pacific Ocean ends up controlling the jet stream. As it moves across the country, the stream carries storms like a conveyor belt. When the ocean heats up, it can move those storms north into Canada or further east, skipping over the Western Great Plains. So that's one of the reasons why the West is so dry. And that's what happened in the Dust Bowl. Parts of the surface water in the Pacific Ocean warmed up in 1934 and 1936. The coastline from Alaska to LA saw unseasonably warm temperatures. That would be bad enough, but stuff was going on the other side of the country too. Small spots of surface water also warmed up off the coast of Maine and Nova Scotia. These two hot spots changed air pressure and weather patterns. This change led to less rainfall and created perfect conditions for scorching hot temperatures to develop in the heart of the U.S., according to one of the authors of the study. And making matters worse, poor agricultural practices ruin soil, creating huge dust storms. This atmospheric dust created a positive feedback loop on the high-pressure systems to move the water elsewhere. A similar warming occurred recently off the coast of Maine, possibly leading to the dry spell of 2011 and 2012. But luckily, there wasn't an increase in temperatures on the Pacific coastline. While we lucked out that time, the researchers stressed that these kind of events are more likely to happen thanks to climate change. Some estimates say we could face the worst drought in a millennia if things stay the same. So where are we going to get more fresh water from? Well, some people think the ocean...
So listen, you hear they are facing the worst drought, let's say, in a millennium, right? Why is this corresponding mathematically to the end of their world? So many things are adding up mathematically. These things are not just by chance or by the roll of the dice. These things have already been set in motion long before we ever arrived to this point. Muhammad says, you must know the outlook and what must be done. America is in for much trouble, as the Holy Quran says, one calamity followed by another until she is destroyed for her evils done to her slaves. These calamities, listen closely, black man and black woman, these calamities consist of all sorts of confusion and disagreement between the people and the heads of government. Are we like watching that now? The people are rising up. The government is trying to suppress the great commotion that is happening in the streets of America. And the leaders from America to the European leaders can no longer find common ground on what they're trying to do. The confusion of nations. Listen to what he says. In the Bible and Holy Quran, Revolutions! Isn't that what's taking place in the street now about the killing of black people? Revolutions and wars are mentioned as being forces to break the power of resistance. See, you don't understand. When you see America going into Syria, when you see America going into Iraq, even though she wants to pull out a little bit, when you see her being forced back into Afghanistan, that's not because she really wants to be there. It's because God is at the helm of this thing, and he is making her go back into this to break her power of resistance against what he has ordained. Oh, black man, we are witnessing the presence of the great Mahdi and signs of the judgment. This is a beautiful title for a show. Listen to what he says. These calamities consist of all sorts of confusion and disagreements between the people and the heads of governments. In the Bible and Holy Quran, revolutions and wars are mentioned as being forces to break the power of resistance. The Bible says, sword within and sword without. Sword without and sword within. The forces of nature against a terrific drought prophesied. Isn't that something? A terrific drought. Not just a regular drought, but a terrific drought. This is letting us know that it's going to be something unlike what they were used to. Because Allah is not cheap in the day of his arrival. Listen to what the word terrific means to give you an understanding of what he's talking about. Because look, nobody really goes into the definition of words. And I tried to show on going into definition of words to give you a deeper understanding of what is being said to you so that you can take it to heart. And no one can fool you thereafter. The word terrific means causing a feeling of surprise or wonder. Very bad. Exciting or fit to excite fear or awe. Unusually fine. Now, if this is very bad, exciting or fit to excite fear or awe, this lets you know that this is something that is of the greatest magnitude, right? A terrific drought. And what did that lady say? Scientists have predicted the worst drought in at least a millennium. That's 1,000 years to hit America. How do they know this? How do they make these calculations? They must go into the history of the world, right? And they know prophecy, and they see God's hand at them, and all while the drought is going on, calamity after calamity. Did you see how a firefighter was washed away in the flood? Did you see how the police was drowned in the flood? Did you see how the tornadoes had people missing and took people houses and just tossed them as though they were paper mache? Did you see on Yahoo News how children were in a bouncy house playing, and all of a sudden a water spout came out of nowhere and picked the bouncy house up and threw it 50 feet in the air? Yesterday, 50 feet. These things are to bear witness to the presence of the great Mahdi, whom we know to be Master Farad Muhammad. All of the signs of the judgment has now come. All of the signs of the judgment is now irrefutable that God is present and that his work is being done. You can't deny it even if you want to, because the devil is putting it out there to show you. But let's go a little further. Because this drought is not just affecting California, remember? They're talking about it's affecting the whole West Coast, and then it's spreading, they said, to the Midwest, to the East Coast. This drought is spreading. Muhammad told us about this, didn't he? He warned us about all of these things. Let's go to Message to the Black Man. We're going to play some more clips, Black Man and Black Woman, but I want to give you an insight of what to expect. Remember what Muhammad says. We got to know what to expect. And this is one of the things that a lot of people are out of time with. They don't teach you the time. They teach you the messenger's teachings, but sometimes they teach you out of lockstep. And if you are out of time and the man who is on time comes and you're in his way, he will have to remove you from the face of the planet Earth. Muhammad says, you must know the outlook and what must be done. He's giving you and I what you're supposed to know, the time. He says there's no greater subject that we can take. There's no greater teaching than we can teach than teaching the people on the time. Therefore, you hear me talk about it on every show. And no matter what we talk about, we never get away from the time. Because we want you to be on time and in step with scripture and prophecy so that you'll know your place in the judgment and how to escape what is coming upon this world. Right? Muhammad says, I compare the fall of America with the fall of ancient Babylon. If you want to read along with me, you can. Message to the Black Man, page 273, chapter, America is Fallen, Her Doom is Sealed. He says, I compare the fall of America with the fall of ancient Babylon. Her wickedness, sins, is the same as history shows of ancient Babylon. Babylon is suddenly fallen, and the destroyed howl for her. Take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed. Jeremiah 51:81. What were the sins of ancient Babylon? According to history, she was rich. She was proud, and her riches increased her corruption. She had every merchandise that the nations wanted or demanded. Her ships carried her merchandise to the ports of every nation. Isn't that America? Huh? Isn't that America today? I am the superpower. We will sanction you if you do not listen to us. And if you don't bow down, we'll take military action against you. She was proud, right? And her ships sailed to every port. We dare you to deny us entry into your waters. We dare you to deny us air cover when we send our planes into your air space. We dare you to do it, right? Isn't that America? She was drunk, Muhammad says. She was a drunkard. Wine and strong drinks were in her daily practice. She was filled with adultery and murder. She persecuted and killed the people of God. Isn't that what's going on daily, how police officers have just, they've gotten their license to kill black folk? Regardless if you catch it on video or on audio, they get acquitted because the system was made that way. And all the police are doing is enforcing their job, enforcing the laws. And that's to kill you or to keep you oppressed. Once you realize that, then you'll want to separate from them. You can cry to them for justice all you want, but how in the hell can you receive justice from an unjust people who by nature are made to hate and kill you? Think on that, black man. The presence of the great Mahdi and signs of the judgment are being made manifest. He says, she killed the saints and the prophets of Allah. Hate and filthiness, gambling, sport of every evil, as you practice in America, will practice in Babylon. Only America is modern and much worse. Ancient Babylon was destroyed by her neighboring nations. I warn you to let their destruction serve as a warning for America. This people has gone to the limit in doing evil. As God dealt with ancient people, so will he deal with the modern Babylon, America. As God says, Son of Man, when the land or the people sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and will break the staff of bread thereof and will send famine upon it and will cut off man and beast from it. This is what we're seeing. God has broken the staff of bread in America. Her currency is in decline. Don't you see the prices are everywhere? Walmart is shutting down everywhere. The number one employer to America and the number one food supplier around America is being shut down. Is this not a sign of the presence of God and the signs of the judgment made manifest? The drought, which is killing the Midwest and the West Coast, which has almost all of the West Coast under the gun, when California accounts for 55 to 65% of all produce, accounts for most of America's imports, most of America's exports, most of America's tax revenues. The largest population resides in California. Do you not see that a God is after America and he's breaking her down by degrees from which she cannot perceive? I want to acquaint you with that God. He's the Lord of the world. He's the Savior. And he was specifically and especially designed to save you and I from this brutal and evil and merciless taskmaster. He has power over all things, and he cannot be equaled in any of his thoughts or in his will. He is the magnificent God in person. We call him Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, listen closely to this, because you've got to understand time. Time is constantly in motion. Therefore, we must pay attention to what is being said and how it's being said, what is written and how it is written, so that we can get the full benefits of the rays of light from the sun of righteousness, right? So we can flourish and grow. Because some trees that receive nutrients, and they only receive a little of the sunlight when they're growing up, but they process the sunlight so well that they live to be 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 years. Those trees in California, 2,000 and 3,000 years old. If we are able to process and process it right, the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then we will live in perpetuity. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely. He says, we see with our own eyes. No one else has to tell us these things, right? Look at the storms. Look at the food prices. They continue to go up. You continue to pay twice and thrice as much for half as much as what you used to get. This is showing you that the staff of bread of America has been cut off. And as you go into the stores, you'll see more and more shelves empty, right? Then you'll go to an aisle, almost the whole aisle is empty. And then you'll go in there and say, well, last week I paid $1 for this. This week is $1.29. The staff of bread of America has been cut off. Muhammad says, we see with our own eyes, but the wicked Americans are too proud to confess that they see the bread of America gradually being cut off. They are too wicked to just tell you that America is under the divine gun. They are too arrogant to tell you that their day is over. And they are too deceitful to allow you to understand that this is your day in the change of worlds, because God left all of his glory in heaven to come after you. He had left the 99 sheep to come after that lost one to raise you on high and to give you the kingdom. As the Jesus says, if it were not so, I would not tell you these things. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, black man and black woman. We're seeing more and more of the judgment, and all of this stems from the way she treats you. God is not after America for how she's doing the Palestinians, even though that plays a little part. He's not after America for how she's trying to dominate the waters over in Asia, or how she's building up her weapons and her systems over there in Europe. He's after America because of the way she has treated you and the way she has presented you to the entire world as a mob before God. And you still believe in this white man, right? And you don't believe that he is your open enemy. You believe that you have a future with him. Well, let's look at more signs to prove that she don't even have a future for herself. America has no future for herself. So let us look.
America's wealth grew by 60% in the last 6 years. That's over $30 trillion. In approximately the same time, the number of homeless children has also grown by 60%. The U.S. actually has one of the highest relative child poverty rates in the developed world. There's a UNICEF report which says children's material well-being is highest in the Netherlands and in the four Nordic countries, and lowest in Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, and the United States. Listen to some of these facts. Here we go. Over half of public school students are poor enough to qualify for lunch subsidies. Almost half of black children under the age of 6 are living in poverty. Nearly half of all food stamp recipients are children, and they average about $5 a day for their meals before the 2014 Farm Bill cut $8.6 billion over the next 10 years from the food stamp program. If we go back to 2007, about 12 of every 100 kids were on food stamps. Today, it's about 20 of every 100 kids, one out of five. For every two homeless kids back in 2006, there are now three. The U.S., near the bottom in education and sinking, near the bottom of the developed world in terms of the percentage of four-year-olds in early childhood education, and now, Lewis, poverty, huge issue. Why can't we figure this out?
I think it's because for the majority of our elected officials, this is not a priority, and it's probably something that's just not even on the radar. I think that's probably it. I guess they're more concerned with making sure that the rich stay rich and pay less in taxes every year.
And early education should be one of the top goals for the future. Numerous studies have shown that preschool helps all children to achieve more and earn more through adulthood, with the most disadvantaged benefiting the most. But we're going in the opposite direction. Head Start recently hit with the worst cutbacks in history. Child poverty growing and growing and growing. This is not only immoral, it's optional. And that's the most frustrating thing about this, that it is not just an issue of immorality. It is an issue of this being a choice. We have the resources. We have the data. We have the studies and the ability and the intelligence to end this anytime we want. As soon as our representatives decide that this has to end, it can end within a few years. But as Lewis says, seemingly not the will to make this happen. This is just like hunger in this country. We throw out so much food. We have the resources. It's an allocation issue, not at all a resource issue. And we're choosing. We are choosing not to end it. And it's absolutely disgusting. Disagree with me? Send me your tweets, twitter.com/dpacman.
You see the situation? And if you think that's something, and you think you have a future in America, and you think that you will be looked upon as an equal American, you got something else to learn about America and your open enemy, and you are a prey ready for the lion to pounce on to eat because they don't view you as human. How in the world can they view you as their equal when they don't even view you as a whole man? You're only three-fifths of a man in their eyes. Their dogs have more rights than you have. Right? Oh, black man, what you talking about? I'm an American. I love and I serve my country. Mm-hmm. And this is what your country does to you.
You know the saying, don't do the crime if you can't do the time? Well, what if you didn't actually commit a crime? What if they sent you to jail for being broke? It happens, and more often than you think. They're called debtor's prisons. It's basically when you're tried in debtor's court for not being able to pay court fees. What are court fees? They can be anything from a traffic violation to failure to appear in court for that speeding ticket. But increasingly, they're fees for the criminal justice system itself. In over 40 states, costs of a DNA or drug test, parole, a public defender, even jail time can fall to the supposed offender. It's even got a name, offender-funded justice. If you can't pay, you go to jail, all while your debts increase. I spoke to Sam Brooke of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who told me about a 50-year-old woman who couldn't afford car insurance. So she got ticket after ticket for driving on a suspended license. She, of course, couldn't pay those tickets either, and eventually racked up so many fines that she owed $2,700. But since there was no public transportation in her town, she had no other choice. Eventually, she decided to lose the car and just walk 5 miles to work. Still, though, she was sentenced to 30 days in prison.
The vicious cycle that happens is people get caught in the system and really get trapped in the system.
But it gets worse, because private companies are getting in on the action. Especially after the 2008 financial crisis, cities and states and counties are increasingly outsourcing these cases to private firms to cut costs.
We're called private probation companies. What they really are is they're effectively glorified debt collectors. They are usually simply there to try to help collect the fines and costs owed, and particularly trying to help collect it from individuals who otherwise can't afford to pay it.
Brooke calls this a moneymaker for states and cities like Ferguson, Missouri. Ferguson's second largest source of income was from court fines and fees. The DOJ's 2015 civil rights report says the city was more focused on revenue than public safety needs. But how is this even legal? Especially when the 14th Amendment made it unconstitutional to imprison someone who couldn't pay their debts. And when the Supreme Court doubled down on that in 1983, saying that you couldn't be sent to jail or sent back to jail if you couldn't pay a court fine. But in the over 1,000 debtor courts that are around the country, judges often slap offenders with fines or jail time without considering whether that person is capable of paying. According to Human Rights Watch, most of the poor people that end up in these courts don't know their rights, don't have proper legal defense, and are often given sentences within minutes. Minutes that could mean months or even years in jail. The clear injustice of this confounded debtors' court system is not going unchallenged, though. 11 people in Ferguson are suing the police for coercion, holding them for unpaid fines. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and others have all filed suits on behalf of plaintiffs, most of whom are African American and live in the South.
What we're really concerned about here is that individuals are attempting to profit off of the justice system and perverting it from what should be a system of justice into a system of really a two-tiered process where the rich are fined, but those who can't afford to pay are actually being punished even more greatly.
So there you have it. American justice, probably at its least fine. And you might think, well, that's...
Well, that's your equality. That's your system that is colorblind. That's your America. And this is why judgment must be pronounced and must be had upon America, because she still refuses in the day of her downfall to give you justice. She still refuses to recognize you as an equal human being. So God himself leaves everything of his glory and comes after his own to save and redeem you and to show the world. See, he allowed us to fall in this position. He wanted the whole world to see that the black man had fallen so low in this position and that no one, China couldn't raise us out of it, right? Russia couldn't raise us out of it. Our African brothers couldn't raise it out. No one could stop America from what she had done. So for us to be raised up high and delivered and redeemed, it had to be an all-powerful, almighty force to do it, to beat this beast. And God wants you to know that that's him. So when he brings us out of this mess, and as he brings us out of this mess and lifts us up on high, you will know that there was a greater power than all of the nations combined. Because the book says, who is able to make war with the beast except the Lamb? The Lamb had been given power by God to wage a spiritual war against them. And God would raise the physical war with them, right? This is where we are. And you see how they are exploiting you through their so-called justice system. If you heard what the woman says, she says, how can they charge you these fines? How can they hold you? She was talking about child support. She was talking about tickets. She was talking about court costs, probation, all of that. How can they lock you up for that when the Constitution says they cannot, you don't, it's unconstitutional? And then she says that even the Supreme Court in the early 80s and 90s doubled down on it and said the same thing. But the courts still do it. Remember what Elijah Muhammad says? They make up retractable laws. Whenever it's going to suit you, they retract it. This is what we were talking about. They exploit you because you don't know. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this right here. The fourth beast in the Revelation of John, and if you want to follow along, this is in Fall of America, page 151 and 152. It says, the fourth beast in the Revelation of John in the Bible, and of which Daniel describes as a very dreadful and well-armed beast, whose workings are that of death upon the weak, refers to America. She has no respect for the poor and the unfortunate. Daniel's description of the ribs between the teeth of the beast is in reference to this ill treatment, subjection, and ruthless behavior by the devil to our people. This America ladens the poor with heavy sentences, long prison terms, and refuses to let the prisoners go free. This is due to her heartlessness and lack of compassion for the black man of America. This beast, the white man, lies in wait around the black man's home and prowls the street at night and waits for an excuse to wreak his ruthlessness on his poor prey, the black man. Isn't that what he's doing? Black people running with their hands up, running in opposite direction. They gun them down. Black people in the car, the officer justified, according to the court, to shoot and kill two people who were unarmed, 147 times, and he didn't mean to kill him. According to the court, he had no intent on killing, but he unleashed 147 bullets. Just like that brother who was killed last year, whom they called down to a store, and the people told him, just ignore him with the knife. He's crazy a little bit, but he always does that. The police surrounded him. Black man knew he was off his medicine. And instead of tasering him, they shot him 64 times and said they didn't mean to kill him. 64. And then those two people, our two beloved people, were shot 147 times, but he had no intent on killing. Right? Muhammad says, this beast, the white man, lies in wait around the black man's home and prowls the street at night and wait for an excuse to wreak his ruthlessness upon his poor prey, the black man. If the black man raises a hand to protect and defend himself, he is shot dead and is unable to defend himself against false charges, right? You notice, to justify their arrest of you, now this lets you know how much they think of you. And the news is supposed to be unbiased. But if the police goes to the news and say, we have this person we're looking for, they're armed and dangerous, they're going to put it up there, even though you may not be. Right? They don't wait for the court date. They take the side with the police. And the police brings up all of your past records, even though it may not pertain to anything that they're accusing you of today. Oh, man, you still love these devils. Muhammad says, if the black man raises a hand to protect and defend himself, he is shot dead and is unable to defend himself against false charges. This beast keeps our people in sorrow and unhappiness by depriving them of equal opportunities. This is what's going on, black man. This was all predicted to happen on the presence, not the coming, but the presence of the great Mahdi, because this world, and especially America, is mad that God has come after you. They thought that they had gotten away with dehumanizing you. They thought that they had got away with humiliating you. They thought that they had gotten away with exploiting you and murdering you. But God heard the cries and moans of those who laid in the ashes, who laid in the blood that was spilled by these beasts who lust for blood hour after hour. And he came to deliver you and I. It's a beautiful day. And now God is setting the nations against America for her evil done to you and I, right? Oh, black man, black woman, don't get mad. God is present. God is present, and he is showing you that his love for you is unquestionable. He's showing you that he is now here to deliver you regardless of what the devil says. No matter how the devil tries to make you think that nobody loves you, no matter how the devil try to brainwash you against accepting your own, God has come to deliver you. And now we see that as America engages in war with her enemies. Listen to how arrogant America is. Now, she had cyber espionage on China. China did the same thing back to her. She threatens war with them. Isn't that right? Isn't this something? Arrogance. 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 Mm-mm-mm. Listen to this. If they allow us to play it. I guess they're not. We'll see. We'll give it a few more seconds and see if the devil will allow the thing to start playing. Because sometimes he... This devil said, no, sir, you're not going to play this. Let's go to the next clip, seeing that he will not allow us to play this clip. But listen to what goes on here. And this to let you know that America is so arrogant, but war
is coming. We have heard a recent report that the Pentagon is planning to send nuclear bombers to Sweden for a military exercise next month. And what we are left with this is to wonder why nuclear bombers are being used. We were told for years following the collapse of the USSR that Russia was no longer considered a pariah state, was no longer considered an enemy. And during that period, there were many talks about possible Russia integration into a common defense network, and later after the establishment of the Eurodollar and the following decade, Russia gave any indication that they were interested in greater integration into the European Union. For a whole generation or two in the United States and in the Soviet Union grew up with the fear of a potential nuclear war between the two superpowers. And the whole social movement for peace arose up decades ago, calling on world leaders to act responsibly, not to stoke tensions, and to understand that a nuclear war would be of a cataclysmic character, would possibly be an end to all life on planet Earth, with the exception of cockroaches and microbes. And in the context of a local civil conflict, civil war in Ukraine, where clearly we can see that the U.S. and Russia have different interests, it was hoped with the Minsk II agreement that this sort of conflict could be resolved diplomatically. At any rate, given that it seems likely that there will be reports of fighting and instances of fighting and even of arming the sides increasingly, there was at least some sort of, if not perfect, safety in the sense that only conventional weapons would be used. But with these drills that are planned to use nuclear weapons, seems to be a huge, gigantic step backwards in time, taking us to a sort of dark chapter in history when children in school were taught that nuclear war was survivable, that they could hide under a desk, close the blinds when they saw the bright flash. You can draw upon images of short cartoons and films that were made talking about nuclear war. People in the U.S. were building underground bunkers and thinking, that such a war could be survivable. Others knew that it wasn't. And we were told in the decades following the 90s that nuclear war was now off the table, that we'd entered into a new period of peace and prosperity. And now it looks like the United States seems intent on breaking the faith. This is really, really disturbing. This is not a story that has received a lot of publicity, but I think that its impact on social consciousness could be quite profound. And a rather ominous thing being said by the Swedish general who will be participating in this, Carl Engelbrektsson. His cynical remarks can only leave a bad taste in one's mouth, that Russia is free to interpret this how they will. Clearly, this is aimed at Russia, but, of course, the nuclear war has no real targets in the sense that nuclear war would probably be aimed at everybody. It's not possible for two superpowers to exchange these kinds of weapons and for there to be really any survivors. So this is quite a move of desperation on the part of the United States and really, really a violation of the faith. It's a big step backwards, and it's one that I can only hope will be rectified somehow.
Now, in the gist of what he was saying is that America is deploying nuclear-armed bombers right close to Russia's border. And now do you know that there's a war game between NATO and Sweden and Finland, and they have 115 warplanes, and they have about 3,000 troops that they're simulating war on Russia right next to Russia's border. Well, at the same time, this didn't make a lot of media coverage. Russia had snap drills. And in their snap drills, they have, I think, 200 and some warplanes that are simulating a bombing run over Europe. And they're going to have 40,000 troops plus another 12,000 troops with the air defense, and they're going to be simulating real environment warfare. This is happening right by the same place where NATO and America is having their war game. This is letting you know that they're building up for something of the greatest magnitude, which is about to take place. As one senior official says, he says, we'll probably be at war this summer. This is a direct quote. Now, what's interesting about this point? What lies at the heart of this point? Because the scientists are predicting an economic collapse in America by the end of the summer or no later than the end of this year. Ironically, America thinks that war will preserve her power, and so she's using her military wing to try to promote more war and expand war because she is a succubus. She's a parasite that needs the blood of others to live, right? So she kills and maims and destroys, and she's preparing for thermonuclear war, but this war won't be like she wants. They're not going to destroy the earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says there's a power behind the scenes that will not allow them to. That power is the great Mahdi. Let me read to you what they're saying, the NATO official saying. He says, Paul Joseph Watson says, a senior NATO official, and for those of you who don't know what NATO is, it's the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization that was put together by America. A senior NATO official told former NSA intelligence analyst John Schlender, that the world would probably be at war sometime this summer. We'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear, the official told Schindler last week. Although the tweet was retweeted over 400 times, the comments garnered no mainstream media attention whatsoever, which is odd given that Schindler is a former U.S. Naval War College lecturer and is known to have many high-level military contacts. Although not specified, the reference was almost certainly in relation to growing tensions between the United States and Russia. One analysis of the comment suggests it may have been a deliberate leak from NATO sources to emphasize how serious the situation is. Earlier this month, NATO launched its biggest ever war game exercise on Russia's doorstep. Moscow responded by conducting provocative, as they say, war games in the Mediterranean Sea in coordination with the Chinese PLA, the first ever naval drill including both superpowers. NATO powers are also taking part in one of Europe's largest ever fighter jet drills from today, with the United States, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Finland, Norway, and Sweden all involved in the 12-day exercises. Now, Russia's doing also the same thing, right? Now, let's go a little further. They say, all this goes about the judgment, black man and black woman. Please don't hang up. I know the time is over, but I have a few more clips that I have to get to you to let you know what's exactly going on. Give me about 10 or 15 more minutes of your time, please. I pray that you have patience and you just listen because you've got to understand what is going on, all right? And if you hear a lot of rattling in the background, we're in the midst of a massive thunder and lightning storm right now. So I'm still on the air. I'm risking myself trying to bring to you the light of truth, okay? So listen to what he says right here. Tensions are also building between the U.S. and China, with the Global Times, a state media outlet owned by the ruling Communist Party, today warning that war is inevitable if Washington doesn't halt its demand that Beijing stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea. If the United States' bottom line is that China has to halt its activities, then a U.S.-China war is inevitable in the South China Sea, the newspaper said. Stop right there. Haven't we been saying that was coming? If we have not been saying that, then surely you can say that we're liars. But you can go back. We have been telling you that everything is shaping up. The Middle East and North Africa is about to explode. And so, too, it's the Asia-Pacific. And America will not like the results of these conflicts. And then she will be pushed back to Europe, making her last and final stand as a global power. And there, Russia and her will exchange that dance of war. And Russia will dig into America. And she's going to dig into NATO. This is real, brothers and sisters. This is the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this thing is going to get so hot that it's going to go thermonuclear. And the God scientists will have to step in and stop it from spreading all over the globe. And America will be hobbled back across the Atlantic here as a broken and disgraced power with the nation sanctioning her. Then the Caribs and the South and Central American nations going to come up right through our border and kick her in her behind. She's going to suffer the disgrace of nations. Remember that. America was destroyed or taken by her neighboring nations. Never forget that. So all of these things happen in a process. And then the final judgment is from God. I want you to pay close attention. Let's go back to this. I have to put things in the proper perspective for you, black man and black woman, so that you don't make a mistake. Listen to what he says. He says, if the United States' bottom line is that China has to halt its activities, then a U.S.-China war is inevitable in the South China Sea, the newspaper said. And listen to what China says right after that, black man and black woman. The intensity of the conflict will be higher than what people usually think of as friction. China is sending them a warning that if we go to war, this is not going to be no war like you've been in Iraq or Syria or Libya or Afghanistan. We're going to up the pressure, and the intensity is going to be so great that it is going to hit you economically and militarily, weakening your position as a power in the Asia Pacific. Then it says, last week, CNN revealed how China's Navy has repeatedly issued warnings to U.S. surveillance planes flying over the South China Sea. Right? It says, billionaire investor George Soros also cautioned last week that the planet was heading toward war, toward a third world war, as a result of a potential economic collapse in China. Stop right there. You see how the devil is a liar? Now, he says China will be the instigator in the world war, right? And because China is about to collapse economically, she'll start war. But China is not involved in 144 wars, 145 wars. China is not the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. China is not occupying over 140-some countries. And still, China is not building up her military on America's borders. So if we take China out of that and put America there, then we can say this right here. We can correct Mr. George Soros and say the planet was heading towards a third world war as a result of a potential economic collapse of America, not China. Right? All praise is due to Allah. And listen to what it says. Noting that Beijing may need to rally its population around an external threat to avoid an internal collapse. Soros, isn't that what America's doing right now? She continues to talk about ISIS, which she made, right? To keep your eyes off all of the dissatisfaction within the borders, but the revolution, the great commotion, the insurrection is spreading across America's own borders. And that's why she's having these Jade Helm exercises, right? To try to suppress the people from rising up against a corrupt government. But she wants to throw it on China. Noting that Beijing may need to rally its population around an external threat to avoid an internal collapse, Soros said that there is a real danger that China will align itself with Russia politically and militarily, and then the threat of a third world war becomes real. In a People's Daily editorial last September, China's PLA professor Hong Zhudong also warned that Beijing should prepare itself for a third world war, which could arise out of a conflict between the United States and Russia over Ukraine. This is what we're seeing. The words of Elijah Muhammad being made manifest. You can't deny it. You can't turn your head. It's everywhere. And if you don't think things are adding up to war, listen to this, black man and black woman. This is just the end. Give it a second.
China has sent a surveillance ship to Hawaiian waters for the very first time in an unprecedented move, which is being described as a form of retaliation for what Beijing considers the provocative naval exercises that the United States recently conducted in the Yellow Sea. Per Hong Kong's Da Kung Bo, the deployment of the United States carrier, USS George Washington, to the Yellow Sea for joint naval exercises with the Republic of Korea Navy and the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, is an act of provocation. For this reason, the electronic reconnaissance ship had been deployed to Hawaiian waters, and China's largest military naval drill, coded Maneuver 5, was launched in an undisclosed location in the Western Pacific with the participation of China's all three major naval fleets. By sending a People's Liberation Army spy ship into Hawaiian waters, China is ready to project its influence to what it perceives as a third island chain. To PLAA, the third island chain usually extends from the Aleutian Islands to Australia, what the Chinese have interpreted to be the strategic rear of the United States military in the Asia-Pacific region, reports the Global Times, a newspaper run by People's Daily. As Professor James R. Holmes wrote in his article, written for The Diplomat, an online current affairs magazine based in Tokyo, the concept of a third island chain does not exist from the perspective of Asia specialists in the United States. However, the location of this island chain, positioned as it is only 2,400 miles from the coast of San Francisco, symbolizes, from a Chinese point of view at least, the possibility of expanding Chinese maritime influence to the Eastern Pacific. The development is unprecedented, because China has never sent a ship within the United States exclusive economic zone called EEZ, although the United States has emptied the Chinese EEZ on numerous occasions for decades. It is not known whether the ship violated the territorial waters of the United States, which extend to 12 nautical miles under the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. The fact that the ship got within 2,400 miles of San Francisco represents a potential for offensive actions against the United States by the Chinese military. The displacement of Chinese electronic reconnaissance ships is between 500 and 4,000 tons, and they are equipped with a radio receiver, a radar receiver, a signal analyzer, and even electronic jamming equipment. The appearance of Chinese electronic reconnaissance ship in Hawaiian waters was posited as proof that China is able to conduct intelligence operations within the territorial waters of the United States, purportedly showing that the largest naval base in the Pacific is no longer safe from a potential Chinese naval attack.
And what is not said here, also, not only did China deploy their ship off the coast of Hawaii, but with that ship, there was said to be at least one or two nuclear-armed submarines with it to show America. And then America said that was provocative. Yet she's in the East China Sea and the West China Sea, isn't it? She's off China's coast. She's right down the Korean Peninsula. She's in Singapore. She's in Japan. She's surrounded China. That's not provocative. The deployment of advanced weapons to China's neighborhood is not provocative, but if China does it to her, it's provocative. Just like with Russia. Russia's in Europe. America deploys troops. Russia deploys troops on her border, and NATO says that's provocative. That's the way the devil is. He is a liar and a deceiver, and abodes not in the truth. Allah is manifesting the war. He's manifesting what's going down in the fall of America. And these things will continue to happen because prophecy must be fulfilled. And it's to bear witness to the presence of the great Mahdi and the signs of the judgment. But before I go to the phone lines, let me play this last clip, okay? I'll try to play one or two more clips. But let me play this. Y'all just give me a few seconds. Don't hang up. Don't log out. Just listen. This shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything that Elijah Muhammad said was right. Remember, the messenger says in the theology of time is that these nations now have what America has? She no longer has superior technology or air superiority or naval superiority. Well, she used to say, well, we're 30 years advanced over our nearest rival. We're 15 years ahead of our nearest rival in technology or in battlefield weapons, or we're 20 years ahead in planes or whatever. No longer is this the case. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the end of America, her enemies will have what she has. Right? This is what we're seeing today. And if Elijah Muhammad lied, then why is time and circumstances bear witness to what he said? You don't believe it? Listen closely. Right here.
it's almost taken for granted these days that the United States has military superiority over everyone else on the globe. I know many of you are thinking, well, we do. And there's so many soldiers, people that have been in the military, to come back and tell me, look, man, we've got weapons that are just so badass, it's unreal. No one can touch us. Now, you know, that's been throughout the past 10 years. And back in the 90s, we did have the best technology in the world. We left everyone behind. The problem is, and I'm not just saying this out of opinion, the man that's stating this is Frank Kendall. He is the Pentagon's undersecretary for defense, technology, all of this. The top of the top inside of the Pentagon is coming forth stating that our advantage is evaporating. He states that he talks to people on the Hill, and when he mentions that he is concerned about our technological superiority, he gets an action of surprise, of disbelief, which I'm sure most of you are going through right now. That almost every single one of these people got it in the back of their minds that we are the biggest, baddest country on the planet, and it's just not the case. While the U.S. military's budget is being cut, China's budget has been growing at about 12% per year. It may be as large as the U.S. very soon. And he says China is the particular concern here, according to the undersecretary, because no one studies this more than China, including immediately after the first Gulf War. The Chinese were studying our every single move. These are things you're not hearing about from other people, Hagel and guys like that. But this is what's really happening. They've been perping out the Chinese, watching them throughout the past decade. And his exact words are that we had the advantage 10 years ago. But since then, they've figured out through cyber espionage and other ways in recent years how to eliminate our weaponry, making it obsolete. Therefore, our military has to come forth with new ways and new lines, and that's why you're seeing lasers coming to the forefront now. I've already touched on how China has this ship that they put together that can make it from China to the West Coast in under 2 hours. It's real. It's supersonic. And the only way you're going to take down something like that is with a laser. And you're going to see all these lasers coming into play. We're coming into that era. But I just want to point this out. And I'm going to reference this, I'm sure, many times in the future. When I hear people say, oh, man, nobody can touch us, I don't know why you're tripping. China, Russia, they can't touch us. They don't have it. Man, your brain is stuck in the toilet from whatever 80-year-old dude you were talking to on a corner that brainwashed you with whatever the hell you're thinking. Okay? This is today. And the fact of the matter is all these countries got technologies. No one's safe. If someone really wanted to wipe out a country, they could. But I'm going to take it back to where it all goes, full circle. There's a higher power at play here. How did they get the technology? Where did it come from? They find it in...
Oh, God, oh, it's so easy proving the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Sometimes I have to stop and laugh. Listen, remember what we told you? That the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that that yellow man had been preparing himself for his destiny to confront this white man? That the yellow man was made for the purpose of chasing down this white man in America? Remember we told you that? Remember we continue to tell you that? What did this man just tell you? China has been studying their every move because they know war is coming. And they have prepared themselves to take America like that in the Asia Pacific. America is no longer, and that's why America says that China, when he was talking, he says, particularly of interest is China, Why? Because America is no fool. She understands what Elijah Muhammad says. When China and America tangles in the East, it's going to break America's stranglehold over that part of the globe, reducing her from being a superpower to just being a power. This is what you don't understand. That's why they want to put all of their advanced weapons and warships over there. All of this bears witness to the presence of the great Mahdi and signs of the judgment which are now taking place. In the theology of time, the messenger says to us, he, talking about Yaqub, told his people, the white people, when you live on this earth for 6,000 years, don't try to rule the seventh, because in the 7,000 year, his brother from the east, this brother coming from the east is going to eat you up. The white man or devil knows this. See this? Listen to this good. This white man knows this. He's not ignorant to this. Listen to what he says. The white man or devil knows this, which is why he goes over in the east and stops his artillery over there trying to keep the man from coming out. What man? That yellow man over there in the east. He says, he starts working on him before he leaves. But they know he is going to do that. Isn't that what this man just said? Talk back to me if Elijah Muhammad has told us other than the truth. I'm trying to tell you today, black man and black woman, you better recognize the time, because it is at hand. The judgment of America has now come, and she's scared as hell over what she sees taking place. She cannot avert it. She cannot stave it off. She cannot stop it, and she cannot stall it in the least. God is making his word be stand steadfast. Isn't that a beautiful time to be a black man? Isn't that a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? It is. So wake up to the presence of the great mighty and signs of the judgment. We go to the phone lines. For the 424 who has waited patiently, 424, you are on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Excellent, sir. Brother, I see you got your sword of truth on display this morning, Black Man.
All praise due to Allah, brother.
As the messenger is a sword in a man's hand. But I don't want to take too much time, brother, but I just wanted to read a little something of the true history of Master Farag Muhammad, Allah, God in person, by Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, a men's publication. I just want to go into chapter 2, the coming of the Son of Man. For as the lightning shineth, cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, and shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, as they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. The final battle between God and the devils will be decided in the skies. The devils see him as his powers in heaven and earth. The nations of the west are in great pain trying to form their defense. Now is a very serious time on our planet, and it will continue to be until the powers of this world are destroyed. The hour of this world has arrived. How will the Son of Man win the battle against this world's use of space weapons? As we now realize, Jesus' prophecy of a man, Son of Man, coming at the end of the white race's devils, or the man of sin's time, which was up in 1914, makes it very clear as to what we should expect. It is a man, the son of another man, not a spirit, as we all are sons of men. On that day, a son of man will sit to judge men according to their works. Who is the father of this son coming to judge the world? I will tell you soon in this book. Is his father of flesh and blood, or is he a spirit? Where is the son coming from? His prophet Jesus said he will come from the east, Matthew chapter 24, 27 verse, from the land and people of Islam, where all of the former prophets came from. Jesus compared his coming as the lightning. Of course, lightning cannot be seen nor heard at a great distance. The actual light of light, the truth, which shineth out of the east and shineth even unto the west, is our day's sun. But the Son of Man comes in like both the lightning and our day's sun. His work of the resurrection of the mentally dead so-called Negroes and judgment between truth and falsehood is compared with lightning on an instant. His swiftness in condemning the falsehood is like the sudden flash of lightning in a dark place. America is that dark place, where the darkness has blinded the people so that they cannot find the right way out. The sudden flash of lightning enables them to see that they are off from the right path.
they walk a few steps towards the right way, but soon have to stop and wait for another bright flash. What they actually need is the light of the sun, God in person, that they may clearly see their way. The lightning does more than a flash, a light. It is also destructive, striking whom Allah pleases of property and lies. The brightness of its flashes almost blinds the eye. So it is with the coming of the Son of Man, with the truth, to cast it against falsehood that breaks the head. Just a little hint of it makes the falsehood begin looking guilty and seeking cover from the brightness of the truth. Sometimes lightning serves as a warning of an approaching storm. So does Allah God warns us by sending his messengers with truth before the approaching destruction of a people to whom chastisement is justly due. They come flashing the truth in the midst of the spiritually darkened people. Those who love spiritual darkness will close their eyes to the flash of truth like lightning from pointing out to them the right way, thus blinding themselves from the knowledge of the approaching destruction of the storm of Allah God and are destroyed. As lightning come out of the east, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, who is Master Fraud Muhammad. And this is what Allah uses, justice. And mm-hmm. during the days, the original man used the sword, which is an emblem of justice. So mm-hmm. Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, uses justice. Justice is the eventual working out of Master Fraud Muhammad to destroy the world of evil of the white man. Our mm-hmm. God has come. And he has come to redeem us. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Go ahead, Black Man. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And I bear witness, all praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And since I said that and he said it, I'm going to say it again. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let us go back to the phone lines, to the 310. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you, as-salamu alaykum.
Well, Islam, how you doing today, brother?
Brother, I'm doing great. How about yourself, Black?
Oh, I'm all right, brother. We all must listen and recognize what the messenger said also, that Allah would destroy the white man's fleets on the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to use the moon to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The moon will come, Allah will cause the moon to come closer to the earth and back and forth, and then you see be like a upheaval back and forth, and then you see the whole fleets will be destroyed. And he said he will pick up those fleets of the white man and destroy them. He also got that coming to him too.
Yes, sir.
Salam
yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam. That's right. That's right. All of this, this is why it says the powers of the heavens and earth shall be shaken. Allah is calling the powers of the heaven and the earth to remove this cancerous cell, this cancerous tumor that has been on this planet and has spread itself outside of this planet with his satellites and his space stations, metastasizing. God is now going to confine him and eliminate him with the powers and the forces of nature. Our God is magnificent. I invite you to learn of him. The Christians, you call him Jesus Christ. The Muslims, you call him the great Mahdi. And we call him Master Farad Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our deliverer and savior for coming in our midst and raising up and leaving one amongst us to lead us to the right way because we've been led so far astray. That one whom he made to be the second self is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And on both these two, we will build our lives and we will build our thoughts of righteousness. Let us live, Black man, righteous. Therefore, we can love each other the right way. Let's go out the same way we came in, and both their names with love. With an undying passion for the liberation of 68 million of our kind here in the wilderness of North America and the billions around the globe. I love you all. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.